You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the mom.
And I'm Dr. Bar the doc, and we are here to wrap up our first long season of Mom and Doc Talk Healing Pans and Pandas. So we are going to take a break. So this is like, I'm not going to bury the lead. We're taking a break for the summer because let's face it, like summer is a time that is like the easiest for Pans and Pandas families in as far as it relates to like Pans and Pandas, like that we tend to see kids by and large, not everybody. So if you're not in this category, don't worry, you will probably be there at some point in the future, especially as you're going through your healing journey, whether it's with homeopathy or any of the other things that we've talked about in this season. But for most people, summer's just a little bit easier. There's less stress on the kiddos. There's less exposure. There's fewer bugs going around. Allergens in most places tend to like settle down a bit in the summer. So the triggers tend to be less in the summer and kids tend to do better. So we usually see a reprieve. Like it's our easiest time of year for Pans Pandas families. And you've got a lot going on because it's easier time, hopefully for you, fingers crossed. Hopefully it's at least slightly easier for you and your families as far as Pans symptoms go, that you get the opportunity to do more things in life too. So all of that in mind, we're not going to bombard you with lots of heavy, you know, new information. That said, we are going to give you some of our favorites. So we're still going to have an episode out every week. So it's our favorites and your favorites as well that we're going to have available for replays over the summer. So hopefully you'll get some opportunity if you're a person who's like a regular weekly listener. If you re-listen to it, maybe you'll hear something that's new. Or if you want to just take a break, we're totally fine. Pass over the ones in the summer.
I was just thinking like, if any moms that were like me that like felt like they had to do all of the things and like had to listen and had to keep going and pushing, like this is your pause. Like this is your opportunity to take a break, because in all honesty, you and I need a little break from recording. Right. And so I think this would be a great opportunity for those moms that are always pushing to learn more and doing everything that they can and taking in all of the things to give themselves that breather and allow a pause in order to refresh. Right. Cause that's what we're doing. We're pausing so we can refresh and come back for season two. So.
But before we refresh, we want to share with you some of the things that we really like reflect on the things that we learned from all of the wonderful guests that we've had and the conversations that we've had over the course of our prolonged first season. Like, so Jody, what were some of your favorite things that we talked about?
I think that it's so interesting to me that I say that I've been in this for a long time. In the grand scheme of things, I haven't, but I would call myself a Pans homeopathy veteran. And it's amazing to me how much I am still learning. So like, do you mean like specifically some of the episodes that I liked?
Whatever you want to share. Yeah.
I love that our episodes with our own providers, I believe we had Dr. Rowley and Dr. Wei and Dr. Ben on. I was still learning homeopathy basics in there. So I always appreciate when
Dr. Peterson. Don't forget Dr. Peterson.
Oh, yeah, Dr.
Sorry.
Peterson's too.
Don't want to miss her on our shout out.
No, definitely not. But I'm always, I love going back to the basics and still learning things that either I didn't understand or that I thought I understood, but then all of a sudden someone explains it in a little bit different way. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it. I appreciate that. I always love the guest hosts that we have, hearing a lot of having the opportunity to not talk about Avery's story and hear another family's story is always really awesome, really inspiring. I know all of those guest hosts, we've received so much lovely feedback from the community on all of them, on how life-giving it is and how lovely it is. And especially our kiddo guest hosts. Those were some special ones. And then really all of our providers or mold remediation guest hosts that came on, I think that that was lovely. Every single one of those, I learned something that I didn't know. Many of those things would have been really, really valuable when we were going through everything with Avery. And, you know, some of the specifics, I think, talking with Taylor Bean and understanding that it is good and okay to have a conversation, a right down the middle conversation about vaccines, and knowing that it was even a thing that I could have had that conversation with somebody before my kids were even born to start learning and planning. And there were so many guest hosts that I really like. I think
I'm going through and like looking at our list of people that we've talked to.
Well,
and
join like, in with me.
You know, as I'm, as I'm reflecting, like so anybody who's brand new to us, I am going to encourage, even though Jody likes to have a break from talking about her story. So she's recounted it several times, but it's so valuable to hear the lived experience that somebody went through and not just talking about things, you know, theoretically. And so I think that's really useful. I'm grateful that we spent some time going through the basics. So for anybody who's brand new to stuff, you know, like obviously we didn't learn something from that necessarily because we were sharing the stuff that we know. But I think that having that opportunity to bring it all together, to talk about how PANS and diet is interacting, how PANS and mold, PANS and allergies, PANS and genetic SNPs, all of these different things. And I love that you were willing to be vulnerable and talk about the impacts on relationships, because that's something that is so important, right? Like we have to look at the totality of what we're experiencing in life. And yes, healing PANS can help take strain off of relationships, but when there's a stressful situation, it's not like it shines spotlights, right, on the things that are challenging. So it gives us opportunities to like find ways to grow and improve and come together through a difficult thing and learn from it. So I'm grateful that you are willing to be vulnerable and talk about that as well. And then, like you said, I was so excited to have all of the moms and the kids who came on to share. So excited that we had Zach, was episode 61, Zach Oates, who came in. It was the first time we had an adult male with like a later onset. Well, onset when he was a child, but diagnosis later in life that was coming on and willing to speak from a place of vulnerability and share. I thought that was so useful, because we don't get that nearly often enough. Yeah. I loved talking to Bree Kirkzak and talking about all of the stuff with occupational therapy. I learned so much from her. I first met her, or didn't actually meet, I like watched her present at a conference that I was on virtually because I was not able to attend live. Got to meet her live just a couple months ago. So it was fantastic to get to see her in person. But I learned so much from her about the ways that occupational therapy can really play a role for some of the things that are really challenging for our kiddos, especially when it comes to like things with sleep and eating and breathing and just things that we take for granted that you can't necessarily take for granted in PANS. I really loved our conversation with Paul Anderson about biofilms. I learned a lot from talking to him about biofilms and just how the biofilms are created. So that's a really good one to go back and listen to if you haven't checked that one out. That was episode 59. And I like that we're able to talk about all of these ways that, you know, so homeopathy is so helpful and so beneficial for these kids, specifically because it addresses susceptibility to all of these things. And there are some ways that we can, certain things homeopathy can't help with, like homeopathy can't get rid of the mold in your house, right? And it can help reduce your susceptibility to it. But at certain points, like mold is bad for all of us. It's just which symptoms are we going to get from mold? That said, I loved our conversation with Michael Schrantz. I feel like that's probably my favorite one of all. And like, that's the one I go back to again and again and again. And I've had thoughts about it in my daily life, in my regular, like just personal life, with like what it means to have normal fungal ecology, ways to go about managing if you find mold. His contributions were just so unbelievably beneficial.
What was the specifics in there too? There was something specific about that episode where we just paused. I remember afterwards and being like, was it something about going slower or less is more or something like that? We were talking about how
oh yeah
when
it was the military thing where I said if slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Yes, about not like totally freaking out and trying to like speed through everything as quickly as possible, that more progress can be made, bringing it down a notch and moving a little bit slower.
Yeah. Slower, more intentional, and it's more sustainable too, right? Like that's one of the things that we see with homeopathy so regularly. Like it could be, I guess that's an important thing for us to know, is that some of the guests that we've had on and some of the things that we talk about and some of our future guests, we've got some really good guests coming for you guys for season two as well. Some of our guests could have information that could feel like, oh, if I do this, I can speed it up. If I could do this, I can speed it up. If I could do this, I can speed it up. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the intention. The intention is to make sure you've got all of the resources you need to understand all of the things that could be going on and how to take steps and looking for obstacles. So like, because we are homeopathy focused in this podcast and with our area of expertise, we tie things back to homeopathy again, because homeopathy addresses that susceptibility, that internal disruption to our vital force and our own vitality that makes it so that we're susceptible to having this atypical immune response and this misdirected immune response. So what we're looking at is things that could be obstacles to healing if we're not seeing things move forward, or if we're seeing things only move forward, but not like really fully progress the way we expect them to. So I would encourage you to, as you're, you know, if you're revisiting anything, or if you're new to us, or like if we're bringing up anything for you, this is not, the intention is not to be, here's what you can do to make things go faster. It's like, here's what you could do if things aren't progressing, or things that you should be aware of overall that could be contributing to this. More so than like this, you need to do all these things. So I guess that's probably an important thing to say.
I think one of my favorite episodes was with Dr. Karen Lamb and learning about highly sensitive people and realizing that I might be a highly sensitive person. And I think that quite a few people probably listened to that and were like, oh, hey, that's me. Anyways, listening to her talk and I just think that every PANS mother and father need to listen to that episode, because it's Dr. Lamb embodies the same thing that resilience does in truly listening and understanding and handling it with compassion. And it gives us so much relief to have providers that are like, yes, hi, I get you. And let's go do this work together. That feels really good. So that episode felt especially good to me.
You know, I'm going to get like a little ultra personal here, and I'm just going to share why that means so much to me. So Dr. Karen Lamb is a very dear friend of mine, and I respect her very much as a colleague too. And so she has such a high skill in what she does professionally. So there's two things that I attribute the existence of my daughter too, other than obviously my husband. So two things that are responsible for my daughter's life. The first is homeopathy. The second is Dr. Karen Lamb and an EMDR session that she did for me to help me process the traumas that I'd had and the griefs that I'd had from miscarriages and from, having my last Mother's Day trying to get pregnant before I had drawn the line and said, if I'm not pregnant by this date or whatever, I have to be done because I can't keep doing this thing. And there was some magic that she had when she did that EMDR session for me that allowed me to get to the place that I think is, that comes up so frequently in our conversations in our Facebook group and even on our podcast about control and about wanting to control something and the suffering that was coming from and feeling like a victim, like, why can't I control this? And feeling so upset that I couldn't control it, to feeling free because I can't control it. Like, it's not something I have responsibility for. And I don't know. I really seriously believe that it, if it had not been for that session with her, Zephyr wouldn't be here. So I'm glad that you bring her up and like that skill, because I think that it's such a vital thing. And the reason that I'm even talking about it in this context, aside from, you know, like sharing a little bit about myself, because why not, right? Is that so many of our families are so bogged down by trauma and grief, and that can impact your ability to find the opportunities for some freedom in your life, and the ability to like grab onto the good times and be okay with them, and to move with ease through the harder times. So I'm glad you pointed that out. And I hope that anybody who may not have listened to it, or who skipped over it thinking that it might not be relevant to them, can see that there's, all of us have reasons that we need to learn about sensitivity, trauma, grief, all of that. And she's just masterful when it comes to those things.
She really is. And speaking of talking about yourself, also, like, I love the feedback that we got on your episode talking about your history and kind of how you got started in heading this direction way back in the day. I know that anytime that you tell your story of healing, it just really resonates with us moms. So if, you know, if that's an episode that you missed, go back and listen to it, because it's really good as well. And then I feel like another big one, and we just released it. I think that Victoria Crisp, because we've already got quite a bit of feedback on her episode and all of the things about school advocacy that we don't know as parents, and just learning that there are advocates that can help us through all of those things, because so many of us, I think, try to navigate that ourselves. I love in that episode, you did a whole lot of digging and she gave a whole lot of information. It was really, I was like, oh my gosh, look at them two interact. It was like a great episode, I thought. So much to learn in there, and such an important piece of what we're trying to figure out with our kids.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's really helpful, right? And like, this is where, Jody, you and I try really hard, and I hope that we're able to continue to do this with our future episodes and in season two and beyond, that we bring the different areas of expertise, right? So like, you had experience going through navigating the school system, so you didn't have as many questions, mm-hmm. But I've never had to do that. And so I was really truly coming from like a beginner's mind. And that's one of the challenges, is that, you know, when I'm talking to a colleague about something I have experience with, whether it's the exact same expertise that they have, that I at least have experience with, sometimes my questions might be, or they're going to be different, right? Like the way I'm going to talk about it is going to be different than if I know nothing and can have like true beginner's mind versus like, you know, attempts at beginner's mind. So that's what we really hope that we bring here. And so it was really lovely to have that opportunity to be like, all right, this is something I know absolutely nothing about. And so I'm really looking forward to actually a couple of our coming guests that we've got that I get to talk to that I know absolutely nothing about some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about. So including an interview in season two with Beth Maloney about legal issues that Pan's families face. I'm jumping into season two, though. Is there anything else that you wanted to share from season one that you
I think we covered it pretty well.
I just want to make sure we go through and give like a special thanks to all of the families in particular who came. So I want to actually name them. So Isabella Pijas, who came and shared her story. So Ashley and Amelia sharing their story. Liz and Cameron, who shared your story. Lori and Poppy. Ashley, for the experience that you brought on the professional side, that you sort of like blended your mother side and your professional side as like a behavioral analyst. And that was, we should have mentioned that too, because that's so vital, right? As kids are healing, learning the differences between like, is this behavioral or is it inflammation? And like really getting those teased out is so helpful. So if you haven't checked out that episode, that's also a really good one. Andrea, both of you coming and sharing your personal story and your professional experience for moms and helping moms on that side. And then of course, Zach, who I already mentioned as well. So grateful. And like so many really great guests that were willing to come and share their expertise. I'm so grateful for everybody who came and participated and helps us grow together as a community where we can really help the kids the best that we possibly can, right? Because no single person has all of the answers for everybody, right? And like a lot of times it really takes a team. And so that's what we're hoping to do here, is to create a space where we can help these kids who, you know, I say in the Facebook group, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast or not, but like, because as Jody said, you know, I have my own experience with dealing with this in my family and personally, Jody has it that like, the truth is your families are our families. And so we really care about getting you guys the solutions that you need, whatever they happen to be, and doing what we can to help bring those things together. So I'm really excited for season two, yes, after our summer break from recording, to like refresh and give you guys a break too, and everything, and maybe like replay some of the top hits, if you will. Yeah, we get to talk to some people about homeopathic research, legal issues, yeah, genomics, some more detailed stuff about homeopathy and, you know, beyond the basics. We've got some really great guests lined up to share their personal experiences. I can't wait to talk to you guys about all of these things. And this is something that we are creating not for us, but for you. So we would love your feedback. If there are specific questions that you've got about healing with homeopathy that you would like us to do deeper dives in, things related to other obstacles to healing with homeopathy, things that you're facing in, as a PANS parent or in the PANS community that you would like to see if we have somebody that we could address and talk to, we would love to hear from you. So please send us your questions. Help us help you make this the best possible resource that we can for the PANS community and for the people you need to talk to about PANS as well. So send us email at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. It'll be in the show notes. So you can give us your feedback and again, help us make sure that we're making the content you need to effectively manage life with PANS and PANDAS, and join us on our journey to make PANS and PANDAS a thing of the past and homeopathy the medicine of the future. Okay. Any final thoughts for this season, Jody?
Go take a break, y'all. Either take a break or catch up, whichever you need. And I hope everybody has a really awesome summer. And I think that's it.
Yeah. We will still be connecting regularly in the Facebook group. So if you are in our Facebook group, you'll find us there. If you haven't joined us yet and you want to have the opportunity to connect with us more regularly, and the community Facebook group, also linked in the show notes, is the place to find us for now. And we will come back next season. We're going to start. The plan is to start in late August. And so we'll make sure we get that out to you guys when we are ready to get going at the end of August. We'll put it out there. So until then, guys, have a great summer, and we'll look forward to joining you again next school year. Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for PANS and PANDAS throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.